And a good Friday morning to everybody. How you doing? I'm Spencer Rivers, and this is the 8 o'clock block on 94.9 WSJM. And as every Friday morning, we're talking to Boss Services, and specifically Jeff Street. Boss Services, raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, one-day bathroom solutions if you need to upgrade your bathroom. Also, how about windows? They're kind of important this time of year as well. So we'll say good morning to Jeff. How are you?
I am super. How are you?
I am doing quite well, keeping cool in my house, which is something that a lot of people wish they could do. And I understand from talking to you off air that you're getting quite a few phone calls about people's air conditioning not working.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're a regular listener, you probably remember us talking over the last, month or so about, getting ahead of the heat and preparing and testing your AC and all that. And this week has just been a flood of my air conditioners not working, and it's 90 degrees out, which, I mean, it happens every year. We expect it, we prepare for it, and it happened a little bit early this year. Normally it's not 90 degrees at the beginning of May. I guess we're almost to the middle of May now, but yeah, I mean, we're out there. Yeah. Trying to get the air flowing again for a lot of people.
And we understand that, in some cases, it's more than just being uncomfortable in regards to health of some people. Some people cannot get overheated and they need to be cool.
Yeah. A lot of health concerns, and we run through this every year, and it's the same, not having air conditioning, if you have health concerns, is the same as not having, heat in the wintertime. So we understand that. We talk to everybody that calls in. We prioritize calls, and people are very understanding when you say, hey, I've got a 90-year-old, couple that doesn't have their air conditioner. And, a lot of people are like, yeah, I get it. Go get to them first and then get to me next, type of thing. So, the community is pretty great when we get into this. Most people are really, really understanding about, just the schedule being filled, and we're working. I mean, our service expert was out until, I want to say he called it a night at about 10 o'clock last night. Wow. 7 in the morning to 10 o'clock last night, just no ACs. And then, all of our other experts are out there doing it too. So, yeah.
And I understand in some situations you're able to provide portable air conditioning.
Yeah. If we can't get a system up and running, and if we're waiting for parts, or if you're buying a new system and yours went out and all that, we have some portable air conditioners that we loan out to get you through. I mean, our turnaround time for install is, for a new system is usually, a couple of days. But if you have a concern and you need some air, then we do have some temp, ACs that we loan out.
That would be particularly important to someone's health, I would imagine, if they get overheated.
Yep.
All right. Now, the other thing, speaking on air conditioning, we were going to talk about these Mitsubishi mini splits. And I wondered if you could just go over what they are for people who've never heard of such a thing.
Yes, they're called by a couple different names. Mini splits are a pretty common name, but the other common name is a ductless system. I think ductless is what the manufacturers call them because, there's no ductwork. So they really put their brain trust together to come up with that. Mini splits are a pretty common name for them too. And so we are, we're Mitsubishi preferred diamond dealer, because we are one of the, largest, if not the largest Mitsubishi dealer in, Southwest Michigan. We've been installing them, that's the only line of ductless that we install because we just believe in them that much. And Jerry and I both have them in our homes. Like that's my primary heat and cooling source. And it's Jerry's, air conditioning, cause he does not have a furnace in his home or air conditioner. So he uses, Mitsubishi's as well.
Now you raised a good point there about not having a furnace. How do these units fit into a house that doesn't have a furnace? Maybe they just have electric baseboard heat or something.
Yeah, there's a couple different applications for them. And if you have a boiler, baseboard heat, stuff like that. I mean, if you have baseboard heat, this will just replace that and it'll save you money. If you have a boiler, it's not going to replace your, you know, your boiler is going to be more efficient than a ductless system. But it will provide the air conditioning. So it's basically a super efficient heat pump that goes outside and it has wall mounted units on the inside. And we were talking a little bit about this, you know, before we went on air, and you can basically do anywhere from, one to, you know, five, six, I think maybe even eight heads, or indoor wall mounted, you know, units on one outdoor compressor. So you have a big system outside. It's linked to all of these individual heads on the wall, and, or I guess not just on the wall. Wall's the most common, but they also have them. They go in the ceiling. They have floor mounted ones. So they, you know, you can kind of blend them into things, but they link to all these indoor units and each one is controlled individually. So I have one in my living room that does my living room and kitchen. I have one in my master bedroom. And they are set to two different temperatures. My bedroom is a little bit warmer than my living room and kitchen area. So, and then if you're not using them, if you're not using a room, you just turn the room off. So it's pretty amazing that you don't have to, we equate it to electricity. You don't come into your home and flip the light switch on and all your lights turn on. That's essentially what a traditional furnace is doing. It's, you know, if you're not using that room, your furnace is still heating and cooling that room. With ductless, you don't have to. So
talk about cost advantages, if there are any, in this type of system over other. Well, we know it's better than a window unit, right?
Just about anything's better than a window unit. The install and the upfront cost is a little bit more, I mean, than a traditional furnace. Unless you don't have ductwork. If you just don't have ductwork, then installing a furnace, air conditioner, and ductwork is about the same as a Mitsubishi. So, but the energy savings in the long run are huge. They're just so efficient. On the heat side, they're going to be more efficient than your propane and electricity. Well, it is electricity, so it's going to be more efficient than your propane heat. It's going to be about the same as natural gas. On the air conditioning side, it's going to be way more efficient than probably 90% of the air conditioners you can install. They're just, I'm going to tell you, there's magic in the box outside. That's all I know. The factory put out a video that explained it all, and you know, it's heat pumps and all this weird stuff, but I don't understand why it's so efficient. I just know it is. My electric bill is less in the summer than it was when I had my ductwork and old air conditioner in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wes. And you said you can only cool the rooms that you want to cool, like if you have different heads for the outdoor unit.
Yeah. If you've got, you know, one in every room, which is depending on your home's layout and all that. I'm going to add a third head in to one of the rooms that I'm remodeling right now. So I'll have three on my upstairs unit. And one of the rooms does not get used very often, and which is why we're remodeling it. And if we're not using it, then yeah, we'll just either set the temperature up really, you know, really high in the summer so it doesn't turn on as much, or we'll just turn it off completely because there's no reason to put energy into that room that you're not using.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Any other features of these units that we haven't talked about?
They dehumidify, you know, the air conditioner mode is, you know, helps dehumidify. You can set your fan speed. So if you want to dehumidify your house in the summer, which is huge, you can either put it in dehumidified mode, or you turn your fan speed down and it'll run a little bit longer and, you know, pull a little bit more moisture out of the air and all that stuff. I mean, they're programmable. I've got an app on mine. So I can change the temperature from my phone, even when I'm not home, which is amazing. When I went on vacation, for a week, over Christmas, I turned the heat down to 55 in the house cause nobody was there. And then the day that I was traveling back, I turned the heat back up and my house was warm when I got home. So, like everything, there's so much technology in it and they're so amazing.
So you can control everything from your phone then?
Yeah, I can control the entire, I control each head individually from my phone. So I can turn off rooms and on rooms and all that from my phone anywhere.
And Jeff, can we go online and find more information about those?
We do. We have a dedicated page just for ductless systems on our website, thebossservices.com. You can read about the whole systems. I think there's a little explainer video on there that talks about the magic. And then also financing is huge right now. So,
all right. That is Jeff Street from Boss Services. Check it out at thebossservices.com. And Jeff, you do have a phone number in your office that you still have that. And we want to know what that phone number is.
Yep. The phone has not been turned off. 269-468-6682. And it's answered 24 hours a day.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff. You have a great day.
Hey, thanks. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.